It's comedy shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine episode 136, if I have my watch set correctly. Is that right? 136?
I don't know. I have a watch.
We almost didn't even have an episode last week, so.
We didn't? Oh, yeah, it was late.
Yeah, I just flat out forgot.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I cannot hassle you about it at all because you do everything, so I didn't even say anything.
You don't have to hassle me, but you could remind me. I just fucking forgot.
Oh, is that what happened?
I totally forgot.
It was your birthday, so it's I thought you were just having fun.
But I did forget because it was my birthday. That's true.
Oh.
But, I don't know. It was the system.
Several people were pissed off and literally, like, super concerned about us.
Well, it was, I think they were making an effort, because last time we just didn't do an episode, no one said anything.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, when's the last time we didn't do an episode? Holy shit, we're on an amazing
roll. What if you just showed up to, or, like, didn't show up to your job and just nobody even said anything? Like, it was just nobody. It was like that. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, I guess nobody cares. But then this time I got one message, or I saw it. Maybe there was more, but I only saw one message that was like, hey, just letting you know, like, why I was waiting for an episode. And I was like, oh, shit, I actually just messed up. So,
yeah.
So there you have it.
But when was the last one we missed? I can't remember.
Missed like a week? I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't know.
Remember in the old,
days, we just wouldn't do it.
F this days? Yeah. Does that exist? I guys always see messages from people saying happened to
I'm
that.
I'm not sure what happened to it. It's one of those things that there's just no chance I'm ever getting around to. Like I perpetually am like, oh, I should check out what happened with that. Because if for all I know, it should be up, but I'm thinking what might have happened is the migration to the new hosting like might not have included the right files, so we probably lost all our life's work. No, if anything, I should have them all on my computer somewhere. But
jeez, that would suck if you didn't have those.
There's no guarantee that I have 100% of them, but I should have most of them. Well, somebody has to have downloaded all of them, right? I don't know.
Jeez, if we're counting on that, then.
One of our two listeners has to have downloaded all of them and cataloged them. Well, that's the thing about our show is that nobody listens to it, but the two people who do, it's their life. So the two people listening to us right now are like, yeah, I have every episode of F This cataloged and like recorded on different digital media, like different analog media.
Vinyl. Yeah. Vinyl versions.
Just backups of backups like that. So
I guess one positive would be we could do all those jokes again because we're trying to think
how
of new
would we
stuff
remember them.
I remember a couple of them.
Yeah,
I only remember when I try to think of something and I go, oh yeah, I already did that.
Yeah, that's so true. I've long said and that we should just not worry if we've already done something because I know.
Long ignored that advice. Anyway, so what do you got? You said you used a huge tons of stuff. Just a million.
I actually do have a few things now that I think about it. Here's me today. I've recorded fucking shit for God, I'm going on, let's see, 3.5, 4. This is like my 7th hour of recording today.
Jeez.
And like not all of it was recording. Some of it was talking while like before and after recording. But like basically my whole brain is just what I do is I sit in this chair and talk into this fucking thing to somebody. So that's what I've been doing all day. And dude, actually, I have a couple observations on that, I guess. One
talking
is
talking into microphones.
Yeah, no, what's the deal with my, man. One is, I would say that having made it in life.
Are you talking to me or?
Yeah, us having made, no, you haven't made it because you have to work too much. But I voluntarily work too much. So just to let everybody know, I voluntarily work. I probably could work a lot less and just put out less quality stuff, but because of the way everything, you know, humans work, like I just fill my days with like looking up stuff and following news and doing all this stuff. But anyway, yeah. I've essentially,
I could of course also work less, but I don't want to. But anyway, go ahead.
I've essentially made it in that I do have more free time than most people for the amount that I'm able to, like for the career, for the, you know, for making a full-time living, I probably have more free time. Allegedly, like I could do stuff with free time. So the point is, I've made, like, I'm working for myself, essentially. I'm working, you know, or for my hundreds of patrons or whatever, who essentially somehow pay my fucking living. I can't think about it for too long, otherwise I realize, like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, I just, at any moment, it could all go away.
It's got to be some kind of pyramid scheme.
It must be.
You just haven't figured out.
I promised all of them
you
that I'll pay them next week or something, but I just perpetually say, like, oh, no, I'll pay you back. No, I don't know. But it's caused me to realize a lot of things. Like, for one, you remember how I made that video, that Republicans video that you probably didn't watch? The Republican healthcare thing that was, it was actually really funny.
Well, what do you mean by watch?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean you never watched
I've it. Seen it.
Yeah. And it was really good. And it got put on like the main Funny or Die page. And it should have gone more nuts than it did. It didn't go nuts at all. It only got like, I don't know, 6,000 or 7,000 views, which is fine. But I thought it was going to get like more. Because I feel like it really did hit a lot of the things that people were concerned with in a funny way with the shitty Republican healthcare. Anyway. When that happened, I had visions of like, oh, what if I could do this? Like, what if, you know, what if the, you know, the Daily Show, what if somebody just saw my video and was like, hey, you should come be, you know, I just fantasize about stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
You should come be a writer on our show. And so from time to time, things like that will occur to me like, oh, what if this happened? Just dreaming of stuff like, oh, what if this happened? And I realized like, if they asked me, come be a writer on the show, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. Wait a minute. I have to go into an office and like work.
Yeah.
I'd have to go to a writer's room and like work 40 hours a week or more and like write day in, day out, go to essentially what
awful
turns into a day job. Yeah. I've started to realize things that I never would have dreamed. If somebody offered me a position, like it would be close. It would depend on the show, but this would never happen. I'm just fantasizing. This is pure fantasy. But if tomorrow someone saw a funny thing I did and was like, it's like all your fantasies where someone's like, hey, kid, you got what it takes. And they're like, I'm going to offer you a staff writing position on I don't really like The Daily Show anymore. But let's say it's Last Week Tonight, which is actually one of my favorite shows. I really like Last Week Tonight. I'd have to really strongly think about it. Like, it would be the kind of thing where
tonight
I'd be like,
tonight you really like Last Week.
But yeah.
Who knows?
This month, tonight, last week, I liked Last Week Tonight. But no, isn't that weird? Because like, if you were in,
yes,
picture yourself back at the state, you'd 100% be like,
I refuse
to fucking
do that.
Fucking A, yeah. Yeah. You're back in the state working in an office. You'd be like, yeah,
no.
Hire me tomorrow. I will go write. Are you kidding me? I'll go write for a famous show. Like, but now that I'm just podcasting, working at my own pace, like sitting at home with my cats, if someone said, yeah, well, you'd have to move. You'd have to work in an office of writers. Like, they're probably assholes, half of them. You'd have to, like, master the inner office politics. You know, I'd be like, no, I can't
do it.
There's no way. I can't do
it. Not only that, what I was going to say is all the people who are writers on whatever show are like, if I could just start my own fucking podcast off
maybe
of this.
Yeah, that could be true.
Yeah.
Could totally be true.
They would want to do that.
I would
Everybody
do it
would
for
want to do
probably
that
a month just to say I did. I would do it for some period of time.
Yeah.
I would, I would want to go do it for like a month of see how it is and meet people and like, and then I'd be like, okay, fuck this. Like, I need to go back home to my cats. I can't do it.
Of course, the weird thing is of all the dreams that you could have,
yeah,
or I could have or whatever, you could do that. I could do that. I know I could do that.
Hmm.
Could be a writer on a show. Well, how fucking hard is that? They're not funny. Yeah, well, maybe political stuff I could.
What I think you're saying is you probably could develop the skills to be that good, but that doesn't mean you could get that opportunity. I mean, it's probably...
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I don't mean we could get the opportunity. I'm saying you could do the job.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. 100%. We totally could. You just absorb a bunch of news and relevant, like, current events, and then you think of jokes. And
it's not that hard.
And, like, there's a team of people. You don't write the whole show. Yeah. Like, you just, okay, occasionally you think of a good joke and it gets used or something like
that. But you know what happened? It's just like every fucking job. There'd be a bunch of people there who are not funny at all, and their yeah. shit would be, like, used more than yours.
Yeah,
and
you'd be mad about it.
Because they're there longer. Yeah. They're having giving blowjobs to Conan O'Brien. Sure. Even if it wasn't the Conan O'Brien show. giving yeah. blowjobs to Conan O'Brien will get
you. Well, I would want to do that part place. Just to experience that, too. But anyway, it's a different yeah. story, yeah.
I can't. That's my thing. Yeah, I can't do any of that stuff.
You know there'd be some bullshit about that, you know?
There would. There's yeah. no job on fucking earth. There's jobs like when you work for yourself. There's no job where you have to work with other people where it's just whoever's better at whatever is. Maybe sports. That's like
yeah,
the only
that's
thing.
That's true.
That's why I like sports.
Yeah.
Every job has fucking bullshit that you have to play along with or yeah. do that it's just, and I cannot do it. Can't do it.
Yeah. It's really has made me realize that. Dude, another example. Just again, I don't know if everybody does this, but I just fantasize about stuff. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm pretty decent at this whole theater thing. I'm not that great, I don't think, but people tell me I'm good at it. What if I just
I heard you didn't even win an award. Well,
yeah,
anyway,
I'm going to talk about that. What if I'm going to complain about the judges of it? No. I think, what if I went to New York and auditioned for stuff, you know? And then I think, like, yeah. what if I got on Broadway? And, dude, it's so funny because I visualized that and I was like, I would fucking hate that. It was like,
yeah, you would.
I would be, because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, they perform, did you know they perform like, I think 9 times a week. So they do the show every, I think they have one day off. It might be like Tuesday. And then they do the show every day. And then on weekends, they do 2 shows in a day. Performing like a 2-hour, 2.5-hour, the same thing every day. I realized.
Same thing every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you know what I would do is. Because here's what we do, like you and I think, and what I do, and the problem with our dad and the whole thing about our whole podcast and everything we talk about is anything that happens, I just minimize it. So the minute I got it, you know, like if I did a scene and like people were cheering, I'd be like, well, it's just because it's Broadway and they bought $100 tickets and naturally they're going to do. And pretty soon, anything good that would happen to me, I would just minimize. And then I'd be like, well, now I'm stuck doing a fucking thing 9 times a week and saying the same words every day. Do like I would instantly hate it because you do the same show forever too. Like if it,
oh my god,
like I horrible. Would. I mean, you could obviously you can move on and you can audition for something else. But like if you might not get something else, you might just be stuck there trying to keep that work or whatever. If you even got anything, by the way. But anyway, the point is like I've been. It really has. I don't know if I'm. Learning things. I don't know if that's the right word, but like I'm realizing some things about existence. That's like, mm-hmm. oh, everything sucks. Basically, the point is everything sucks. That happiness can ultimately what it's they tell you
unattainable.
Unattainable. Yeah. You either are happy for no reason or you'll never be happy. That's essentially what the lesson is of life.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being serious, I think that's why it just comes down to your cats and sure. your. Chair and your toilet, like things that are just really always pleasure. If you surround yourselves in Taco Bell and McDonald's yeah. and cats and
get really fat,
that's really what you have to get yourself to be able to like appreciate the stuff that's like that more because the other stuff doesn't really do anything. It's impossible, but some people can do
but
it.
But that's the problem is there's a balance between you can be a total lump of nothing and achieve nothing but be happy about it. Or
oh, okay, no.
you can never be happy with anything and never be happy. But the hard part is the middle part. Like what I need to do, probably what both of us need to do is now that we've attained some measure of success, at least enough to, you know, live on, then we need to find out how to be happy. But like,
yeah,
what you find out is just what you said. Like really, I could be happy playing video games 24 hours a day. But then I would be a sack of shit with no accomplishments. Like if I just did nothing all day but play, you know, like there's, you can't just turn it off. Like either you have to be somebody who feels a hunger to achieve things or you're just content. But somehow some people figure it out. I don't know. It's just, we're fucked. That's the message. Like if you happen to be happy right now, congratulations. Good for you. but you're just probably a happy person. You're just probably like, in general, you're able to be moderately happy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
I also think about how even if you achieve, so what's the best case scenario if you achieve?
Nothing.
People like, maybe your kids will remember that you did some stuff. After that generation, your grandkids, they don't give a fuck what you did.
Yeah,
they're like, oh yeah, my grandpa was whatever. Anyways, back to my new car that I'm going to buy. Yeah. Like, no one cares.
My new
Even if you're
car.
Like Michael Jordan, like in 100 years, it'll be like, yeah, he was a good basketball player. That's, No one cares.
But also, I'll do you one better in terms of depressing thoughts that I always realize is like, it doesn't.
Don't go into the sun blowing up business. I don't believe it.
No. Not even that. The instant you're dead, none of that does anything for you anyway. It doesn't matter if everybody, the minute you die, it doesn't matter if every human on earth was like, Sam. Like the minute Sam dies, like the funeral for Sam, everybody's just chanting. Like the whole world, different languages, they're all like, Sam. Like they love you.
I think Sam's the same in every language.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, there's just Sam, there might be different accents. Yeah. But even if like the peak of just adulation, like every country, it was like the end of Return of the Jedi. Like everyone is just cheering you on. You're dead. It doesn't matter. They could do that for all eternity. Doesn't matter.
All eternity.
All eternity. Everyone could live and eat and breathe and just be like, Sam was the best of all time at everything. doesn't matter. The minute you're dead.
Between bites. Sam was the best of all time. Sam was the best of all time.
Literally. Every waking second of everyone's existence could be worshiping Sam, but the minute you're gone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
I know. So it's like my thing with life insurance. I'm dead. What does it matter? I still don't understand that how everybody falls for that scam of life insurance.
Morons.
You're dead. It doesn't matter if you left your kids with no money and they're on the street or they're millionaires. You're still dead. So what is the point?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a little different. But
is it though? Really? What do you don't know what happened to
now
them after
just,
you die?
That's just
so what
current
is the,
you
how does
caring,
it really matter?
That's current you caring about future kids. So it's like let me ask you this. You're still alive. Do you care about your kids' future? Like, do you care? Like if someone told you, you know, your kids will be destitute in 5 years, you're like, yeah, I don't want that. But that's you now. So that's just like.
But if they said you'll be dead in 4 years and 11 months, I'd be like, okay, that don't really matter. It doesn't matter then.
Oh, so
as
you
long
have
as they're doing
around.
Okay while I'm alive.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, I'm just joking. I'm obviously joking around, but it's
still true.
I'm still
You're joking
not
around, but it's 100% true. Yeah.
I'm not buying life insurance.
Yeah.
I'm not buying
I've just realized that I probably have to figure that. Dude, I probably need to do something like that. I probably need to figure out. Because, like, what if I break my talking bone or something? Like, I
don't have anything like that.
Yeah,
I need
to
have two kids
out.
And everything. I can't do it.
Dude, that's another thing I could talk about recently. And maybe this is some sort of depression or some sort of, I feel like I'm okay, but I can't do things lately. There's weird things I can't do. Like I can't answer. There's certain emails I can't answer and I don't know why. Like, okay. And it has a common theme actually. It's our hockey team. I'm supposed to like be captain or figure that. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. I don't care. Like I finally sent like 3 emails yesterday and was like, okay, I'm trying to kind of do this. But that is after a week or 2 or 3 weeks of just, I didn't even answer the emails about like, I'm supposed to be the captain. And then, you know, our friend doing our fantasy football league. Like
that's the one I was going to say that whenever you were done. I can't answer it. I can't look at it.
I didn't used to be this way, but I just can't. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with me.
He sent me a trade offer with like a 2-hour long thing, a trade offer. And I was like, there's no way I'm reading
this.
Okay,
that's weird. I can read things. I can't do anything with it. Like it's weird.
You'll get to the point where I'm at.
I'll get to the phase where I can't read it.
Yeah. Because your brain will go, well, if I'm not going to do anything about it, why would I read it? Yeah.
That could be true.
That's where I'm at now.
Weird. I don't get it.
That started when I started doing my own business. I couldn't, I just can't, I don't care, but I will like once the fantasy football thing, it's
once
closer,
the league
I'll
is
do
going,
it.
Then you're like, oh, I should have probably done that. Like, I care about this a little bit, but like, I can't ahead of time. I'm not able to do it. It's weird.
I bought two of those Nest thermostat things, you know? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you've told me about the Wi-Fi shit. I need to get that.
Oh, God, that thing is awesome. Okay. Anyway, did I tell everybody about the Google Wi-Fi? Just fucking buy it. It's $1 million, but it's the greatest thing ever. Anyway.
Okay, well, tell us about, I don't remember if you told us, but while you're at it, might as well tell us about that in case you didn't.
The Google Wi-Fi?
Yeah, what is it good about?
Oh.
Just the range?
It's just this little round router, wireless router, but in my house, I have a two-story house, and like, there's just parts of the house where the internet just, it doesn't reach like to the spots.
Yeah, I could totally use that.
I got two of them. One down by the TV downstairs, you know, where my first, my old router was. Mm-hmm. And I put one like over by the stairs, not even upstairs, like over by the stairs. 100% of the house is 100% coverage now.
Too much internet. You're actually, the internet's penetrating your body. Like you just...
I have to throw away internet every day.
Your organs are logging on to websites and like, you're just like, yeah.
It's awesome. You can, I mean, I'm sure you might be able to do this with other routers, but it's, you know, it's just, there's an app for it on
Google. See, I didn't know this existed. Where did you hear about this? And
why
haven't I heard
about this? It was on sale during the Amazon Prime Day, Prime ripoff day. And I just saw it and I was like, oh, what's this? And then I read the reviews and they seemed really good.
Can they have an Amazon Prime Day for just letting me know these things exist first?
Yeah, they should. Yeah. They did for me. But instead of it, like, you know, how the traditional router was like, you could get an extender where it would just pick up the signal and then rebroadcast whatever the shitty strength signal it was receiving where it was. They claim that this thing has some sort of like meshing technology where it strengthens. It like strengthens the signal more to where
I don't
they mesh.
Know any of this work?
It's
well,
weird.
I'm still pretty like if push comes to shove, I'm pretty sure Wi-Fi still isn't real. Like it doesn't.
I know it's not real.
I mean, I'll go along with it, but like, how is that fucking working? I don't understand any of it.
Amazing.
I could understand Wi-Fi of like, okay, over the course of several days, they can, you know, you can send like a text, like if you know, because it's sending signals. It's like, you know, it's like doing shit where like it's going the way, you know, the way they encrypt all this stuff is like it's a frequency spectrum and it goes through different frequencies and it like piano rolls. Some actress invented this during one of the wars where it's like the way to code your signals, because you know you could just hear other people's radio signals if you're just on one frequency. It's fucking easy. You just hear all of it. But the way that they get around it is like the sender and the receiver, they simultaneously hop frequencies, you know, at some predetermined rate or whatever. And so that's how they kind of encode everything. And somehow all that, I mean, that's radio. I think the same thing applies to Wi-Fi. I'm not sure. But like, how the fuck? Like, how is any of that happening at a rate to where I can watch an HD video? I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't seem possible.
Yeah. Of course, with that kind of stuff, it's the beginning part that makes no sense. Like, once, like, how it started doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, how someone figured it out. Once you've got it and it's like, all right, then we did this step and that step and that step.
Yeah.
I don't have as much trouble believing that you could stream 4K now. It's just, how the fuck did that happen in the first place?
I don't know.
How is someone like, oh, we'll just have data in the air?
It doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, it's awesome. On the app, you can, like, you take your phone and you connect to the Wi-Fi and then you can go around your house and test the signal. Like, it does a little download test on your phone. It's like, oh, the signal's good here. It's kind of cool. I don't know. It's like, that's it awesome. Should be, basically.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was awesome. But I also got two of those Nest thermostats, and I just can't do it. I've had them for 2 weeks now.
Man. Wait, what are those going to do?
Huh?
What are those going to do? Because you only have one air conditioner, right? How does that, what does that
No, we have two. Well, it's two different thermostats.
Oh.
Those things are cool because they learn your schedule automatically, and they cool the house. I mean, at first, like the first,
I guess they say a couple weeks. I can't deal with that.
You do all that, but no, that's fine. But I can't install them. Like, it's easy. I just have to put a couple screws in the wall and like do this wires. But I just look at it and go, I don't want, like, that will take 10 minutes. I can't do it.
Yeah. Perpetually not able to do something that it takes 10 minutes is totally a problem that I have.
It's so annoying. And then you do it and you're like, that was nothing. Why didn't I just do that already? Yeah. I would have been cooler. It probably saves me. It's supposed to save energy and stuff. And I don't know, whatever. I just can't do it.
Well, see, I don't get it. Anyway. I still don't get it. Cause I need something where there's air conditioning in every room of the house, like a separate air. Like if that's what it was,
that
would be cool.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I don't get it. Cause I need something where
I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay. Because my one room, like this room where I record, it gets so fucking hot. Like I need some solution to that, but I don't know what that solution is.
The Nest won't help you with that. Yeah, okay. The Nest also obviously has an app. So like if you're gone, can you can turn it off it, or you though? Could set it to like 80 and let your cats die and save some, you know, it's just save a little electricity if you're going to be gone on a little vacation or something like that. Right. Of course, you could also program your stupid ass thermostat, but
right.
This has an app.
Oh,
apps are just fun.
It's true that anything with an app is 1,000 times better.
Yeah,
than
it's just more fun.
App.
So anyway, this is too depressing. Well, I mean, let me try. I'll,
sure, sure.
I have some positive things I'll try to do. Not blaming you. I think all the same things all the time.
Yeah.
So you know, I went on that trip. I think I was mentioning it before. On the last episode that I was about to fly to the Midwest and do all that. And every flight I had was delayed. Not, you know, I didn't miss any connections like you did. Like it was just child's play, like you said, but still everything's delayed all the time. And wait, I thought I was going to do something positive. All right, I'll go to the positive part. So here's one positive thing. I don't want to go anywhere or do anything, sure. But like the interesting thing was I met some people. I met this guy that I knew online from Wisconsin. And you know, when you I only knew him online through like a chat thing. I wasn't like messaging and stuff. It's not like we had video
chat,
whatever.
Room.
I never knew what he looked like, what he sounded like, anything like that. Isn't that weird, by
that
the way?
Is
like
weird.
Just talking to people online, like your brain makes a personality and a picture of them based on the text that they're saying to you. It's weird.
It's never even close to reality.
Some, yeah, it's like, not.
No, it's not even close.
But anyway, so there's that. And then there were some people that we met. It was like a convention thing I went to. And I had some customers that were in the area. So I met some people from, well, right now they're in the, what is that, Northeast? But they're from the South. So like they have Southern accents and stuff. And I was just thinking how it's fucking awesome. Like I was talking to the guy from Wisconsin. He has a Wisconsin accent, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's just such a nice sounding. Like they can't talk in a way that you'd be like this condescending fucking asshole. Like they just don't. Like the way they talk is like you're just a humble guy, like, just a super nice guy with like a, you know, it's not dumb sounding at all. It's just I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Wisconsin
kinda,
accent?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's just super nice. And then the same with the South. Really, like nice people from the South, they just have this really nice sounding accent. And I was like. It is kind of nice to get away from your shitty ass place,
wherever
like,
you are.
Realize that there's other people,
that
have better accents than you that are living around.
I don't think
around.
They're better, but
they're different. Yeah, I don't know what our accent is. I don't think it would be pleasant. Though. Isn't the California accent annoying?
Yeah,
people
I think
it would
hate
be.
It.
Yeah,
but I also don't know because it's weird because I don't know how much of an accent we have, because you meet people. In the South who don't like the South and they don't have a Southern accent. Like people who don't like where they are, they don't have that accent. But there's the people who really embrace where they are, they're the ones who have the fucking all I know is mine and co accent. there's an F this reference for people who have the
all I know is mine and co.
Oh no, mine and co.
Now the people from this, they didn't have super thick accents, just a little bit, just enough to make it like, oh, you're a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different.
No, yeah,
it's nice. That's the problem with working at home or whatever you know. I don't work at home exactly, but like you just don't get anything different ever. It's the same fucking thing all the time.
Yeah, it's so
that's
great.
The only positive I could think of the trip is like I don't want to go and all that and the flying and all that, but like you just get and I'm in a different place and I ate. Oh God, there's one thing that I am pretty sure I talked about on one of our podcasts, but I'm going to mention it again. I don't care if I said it 50 times.
Okay.
Because I was in Chicago, the fucking cicadas. Did I talk about that already?
I kind of remember that, but say,
Jesus
you
Christ,
ate some cicadas.
There's no way that people can live with that. I can't accept that people can live with that. They make this fucking sound. It's like the most disgusting sound. We did this already. You played it. I'm pretty sure, but I don't care.
I don't
do it again.
That.
So just look up. Just
oh, you might have had me look it up. Well, I don't know.
I did, but I still can't believe it. I haven't been there for a couple years.
Yeah, I'll try to do it. Let's see.
But they try to tell you that, we're used to it. And it's just in the background all the time, and we're just used to it. That's not possible. No possible way. They're the most disgusting things ever, and they're everywhere making a chorus of disgusting noises. God, it's so gross. There's no way I could do it. I will never live there.
Is that it?
No, that's Can you hear that? That's just a nice machine noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. You hear that?
Yeah, kind of. Let's get a fucking better one, YouTube.
They're like mechanical birds or something. I don't know what the word is.
Well, that sounds awesome.
They're yeah, no, they're not that awesome. Anyway, while you're looking for that, they just die. They have the nerve to just die around you all the time, too. You're just walking, and there's a dead one. And they're like locusts, you know?
It is what they are, isn't it?
Yeah. How would anybody live with that? You don't have to live with that. I don't understand how people do it. And also, can't we just...
Is that it?
We can just kill them. Yeah. That's not it. Those are crickets. No one has any sounds of them because it's... No one would ever put that anywhere.
There's another one. Let's see if this...
They don't want people to know that they live
with them. God. Oh, yeah. That's horrible. Is that it? That's horrible.
It's like that, and it's that loud. Like, if you're outside, it's like that.
What?
How loud that is in your ears.
How loud? What?
Yeah.
That's impossible. Let's just have that during the whole show.
It's hard to explain if you've never been there, because when you hear that noise, you're like, oh, yeah, that's you walking right up to one that's doing... You know, like when you hear crickets and they're kind of quiet. And,
is this like the crowd noise?
It's like the crowd noise thing we did with the Sharks game. It's a swarm of them. Everywhere you are, they're all in the trees. So the noise is not just like one noise. You can tell, like your stupid monkey brain is like, I'm surrounded by millions of things that can kill me based on the noise I'm hearing. That's what it feels like. Ugh. It's disgusting. Anyway.
Fucking bugs.
I know. Can't we just kill them? I said, like, why don't you just kill them? They're like, but they eat insects. Other just kill bugs. Those too. Yeah. Just keep killing until they're all dead. And then there won't be a problem. That's always the answer. It's like, I mean, I understand, like, we don't want to kill lions because whatever. They eat, like, rats or something. But, like, if it's an insect that eats other insects, just kill all of the insects. I don't understand that. Oh, we wouldn't have flies. Yeah. You understand, the flies would be gone.
To see the scorpion population.
Yeah, what insect could you possibly say where I would go, oh, yeah, shit, we need those.
Well, then there wouldn't be enough ants in the world, is the thing.
No, exactly. Kill them all. God, fucking insects.
Yeah, but the minute we got a dip in the mosquito population, that's when you're really going to regret having meddled.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God. Anyway.
Just kill that.
Other positive thing is fucking
insects.
Ugh. I know. I did this 2 years ago on the same trip, I had to go back to Portillo's, which is that Italian beef place. And even on, so, you know, I'm still on keto, and Italian beef there's different places, but this Portillo's is like the biggest one. And it's just like this roast, I guess it's kind of like roast beef with like spices on it and in a sandwich. But I got it just in a little bowl without the meat and
without was the eating bread? It. And,
yeah, or sorry, without the bread. And I was eating it and I was like, this is not, there's something missing more than the
it's bread. The bread. Yeah.
And the lady that I ordered from, I said, I want the thing with no bread. I want the sandwich with no bread. And so she said, I can't remember the term, but it was like naked or something like that. And I go, yeah, that sounds right. She just gave me like beef with no seasoning.
Yeah.
Just eating raw, like, I guess, roast beef.
Yeah, regular beef.
Who would... It's weird how you can't say to somebody, especially in the Midwest, by the way, like, yeah. I just don't want the bread. I want all the other delicious stuff but the bread. And they're like, oh, so this person must not have a soul.
Am I talking to a giant cicada? Yeah, they're like...
Yeah. So you just want a bowl of water? Is that what you wanted? So anyway, I went back and got the spices and all that, put it in there, and it was fucking awesome. Actually, no, I didn't go back. I ate the first thing, and then I went and got another one with all the spices. Oh my God, so good. Dude, you have to try that. You didn't have it, huh?
Sounds great. It's so good. Didn't win when I was there for 5 minutes, and yeah, I didn't really have a chance to.
Yeah, anyway. And that's pretty much all I've got. So carry us home.
Well, you referenced this awards thing, so I might as well talk about it. So I think I brought it up with that meet and greet thing right after the show, for the theater perform whatever musical we did. And I ended up taking on what you said, which is like, well, it's just part of the thing you're already doing, so just do it. And it sort of came up with the theater thing. So the theater we do theater at does these stupid awards each season. And it's just they're trying to be like, you know, the Tonys or whatever. And there's nominees and whatever. And I got nominated. And then it was funny because I realized like, oh, wait a minute. Because Lydia just told me, you got nominated. And then it was hilarious. I made fun of her for it because I was like, wait, awesome. And then I was like, wait, you got nominated, right? She's like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, you did that other show, too. So you got nominated for that, too. She's like, yeah. And I made fun of her. Like, she was trying to play coy with the nominations. Like, she didn't just tell me. Anyway, it was a really funny thing to do. Like, telling me I got nominated. And then it was actually she got nominated for a bunch of stuff, which I thought was funny. But anyway, she was nominated for more stuff. And I was like, all right. It was on my fucking birthday. But sort of like how you've been talking about, one of the problems with never leaving your house is you never leave your house. And so I was like, well, fuck it, I'll go to it. And dude, this may sound weird to you, or maybe you'll get it. I was like, wait a minute, we could dress up for that. I never dress up for anything anymore. I don't even have to put on fancy, like, or not fancy. I don't even have to, like, before I was putting on nice work clothes, you know, I put on a, you know, collared shirt, maybe the tie, maybe the slacks, you know, and just never doing that. I was like, oh, this will be fun. We can go to this award show. There's going to be food and wine and champagne and whatever. And I'll put on one of my suits. It'll be fun. And Lydia will dress nice. And then hopefully Lydia will win, or maybe I'll win an award and it'll be fun. And so we go and,
sorry, how many people were there? How many people?
So
go
this,
just for the listeners,
fewer people went, but it was like 30,000. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was, Lydia said in past years there had been more, but this is the first year I've gone. So it was like, ah, shit, I don't have a strong concept of how many people there were.
Like a thousand?
There could have been like, 500. Well, the whole theater, like if you fill the theater, it's maybe, what would it even be? Like maybe 200 seats? I don't know.
Okay.
Theaters are smaller than
like 30
than you
people.
Think. No, I would say like 100 people. I don't know. It was a crowd. It was a crowd where you'd get up and be like, oh, there's an audience for sure. But it wasn't like packed or anything. Mm-hmm. But, oh gosh, what were the things I was going to say? It's funny because it already is nothing to me. Because, you know, this is where our family is, you know, this is where we're at our best, is not caring about things that other people care about. And essentially, and especially when it's something that really there's not a good reason to care about, because this is just a bunch of people giving themselves awards. Essentially, there were allegedly judges that were like people in the community or something. Like one of them was like a media teacher at this college, and like what different they did some presentation about who the judges were. And I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. But still, it amounts to like a bunch of self-congratulatory speeches for community theater. It's already one thing when it's the Tonys and it's self-congratulatory speeches or the Academy Awards or whatever. But this is community theater. So this is nothing. But it was still fun. I was like, oh, it'd still be more fun to win than lose, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
as long as you're there.
As long as I'm there. And then I realized like, oh, I can't believe I didn't think this through. There was a part of me that was like, do they do speeches and shit? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess they must, because that's the whole point, is to try to pretend like you're doing something that matters, right? The whole point is to pretend like you're the Tonys. I'm sure they do some speeches, but I was like, ah, I don't care. If I win, I'll say, love a wife. No, I'll just make something up. Oh, kid, my baby. No. But then I realized, like, as I got there, I realized like, oh, I should have thought this through more. Cause like if I do have to go in front of a group of people, a pretty big group of people, you know, like at a theater with the lights and everything. So it seems more nerve wracking and all that. I was like, oh, I probably would have wanted to have something planned, like maybe a joke or two.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, I was like, oh, fuck. And then if I thought of like two things to say, and I was like, oh, whatever, I don't care. I went from like, oh, I care, maybe I should think of something, to like, and then I did the deal with myself, which is like, well, if I lose, I don't have to do this fucking speech. And if I win, then it means I won, and I'll just go say, like, Lydia's great or something. I'll just be like, we're having a baby, and leave. I'll just do that. So that was what it, that was the kind of deal. It was a win-win.
We're having a baby. We have to leave.
Yeah. So Lydia's going into labor right now. I'm going to leave. But what was so funny is, like, God, everybody had – dude, here's one thing I've observed about this particular set of humans. No one can just – God, it's so great. I bet you could think of this if you thought long enough about it. No one can just walk up to the podium and do it and say a thing and then leave the podium. They can't. They all have to do like a silly walk or like a, they do a weird, oh, I'm a goop-a-doop-a-doop, like some weird, it's so funny. Like everybody had to do some, I'm trying to think of what the impulse is. I don't know
almost,
what that
it's is. It's almost like you're saying people who do theater want attention from other people.
But it's not all that because a lot of them were like the behind the scenes technical people. And actually more of the awards were that. I think it's because
how many awards were there?
Oh,
jeez.
Dude, so many fucking awards. Most of them were that. And I think it's because they're more in charge of the awards. Like, yeah. So because yeah. That
best
you know,
awards. Inventor. Or
best
supervisor.
Awards judge goes to. So a lot of them. And maybe you could argue that, yeah, the behind the scenes people still want attention, but they're just not. They haven't made the big leagues of attention. Maybe. But no, everybody, every single person had to do a fucking weird walk like, oh, it's so funny that I'm the tension's on me. So I got to do a thing. And some people were like just doing this so fucking stupid stuff, like just and so then that's when I decided, OK, if I win, I'm literally going to do the opposite of that. Like I'm going to be the most normal. I'm going to walk up calmly and say, thank you. It feels really good to win this award. Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot. It's great. Thanks to everyone who was in the show. It's really nice of you. I appreciate it. And then just walk off normally. Like that became my goal. Like, okay,
yeah.
Everyone is doing the dip a dip. Oh, making a joke, making a face, doing a zip zap, boop a that. And I was just like, oh my God.
You wanted to win just so you
just
could do
to
that.
Be, exactly.
More
then,
than care about then the actual award.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with acting, nothing to do with my performance. Like, that's what I'm winning for. Like, that's what I do this for.
Please, God, let me win so I can do that.
Please let me win so I could just be a normal person. And then maybe somebody in the audience would be like, wait, he just did normal things. Can we just do that? Is that it? That's my dream. That was, again, more
like,
fantasy.
What a loser.
Yeah. But I didn't win. I lost to somebody who wasn't as good as me. But anyway, that part didn't matter. No, the stupidest thing was that, dude, it already, I started saying this, I abandoned the sentence, but it already means nothing. Like, it already is meaningless, self-congratulated, nothing. And then they, in the beginning of the thing, they talk about this. They're like, well, we had all these trophies bought. We had the right number. And then we just today, we realized we didn't account for the ties.
Oh my God.
It's like, no, my God, you're going to have fucking ties. Ties. It's already nothing. Like, now you're tied for nothing. Now it's tying for nothing. And the worst thing is, one of the categories Lydia was nominated for, she was, because she did two shows. So one, she was a supporting actress, and the other, she was a lead actress. In the supporting actress category, obviously I'm biased, but she was far and away better than everybody else. But the one of the other girls was good, and it was like, it was fine. You know, she's great. I really like her. She's pretty talented. I was like, okay, if she wins, not a big deal. What happened was, the other woman, I didn't see the show. I don't know anything about her, but I can only assume she sucks because 90% of everybody there is terrible. Or more, like 95%. But I'm an asshole. But everybody sucks. Anyway, what happened was, in that category, there were three nominees. Let's see if you could picture what happened. There was three a tie nominees. Between the two people that weren't Lydia. So who's Lydia? And everybody there knows Lydia's better than her. She's just really good at it. So we had it. So already it means nothing. And then we had a tie between, so the only message that sends is one person definitely lost. Like,
yeah.
So there's no.
All right, let's get together on this. Lydia's out. So
Lydia,
what are we going to do with the
definitely
two actual
sucks.
Candidates?
Yeah.
We want Lydia to know that she's really had no shot. So let's go with a tie.
A tie
the top two.
Between the two non-Lydia people. And then Lydia won the award for best actress where she was the lead because she's awesome. So it's meaningless. There's none of this
matters.
So she's
left you now.
Or yeah, she's married a celebrity.
She's still married to some loser who didn't win an award at the show. Unbelievable.
But it was just so
and you
great.
Don't even have the newest laptop, or did you buy the newest
laptop?
Oh,
no, I still don't have the newest laptop. There's nothing good about me.
You better think of something quick. Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
You know what? I think she already left me. I'm pretty sure. It's been a little quiet today. Yeah, no.
If she hasn't, I'm losing respect for
her. It was just so hilarious to me to objectively know, along with everybody else there, that Lydia is far and away, like, way more talented. But whatever, you know. There's other talented people there. I'm not saying there aren't, but it's community theater. Like, there's a lot of people who just can't do anything. And so for there to be a tie between the two non-Lydia people was just, like, the fucking funniest thing.
God. Also, Lydia's not us. Like, people don't hate her. Like, so it's not like... If she was a good actor and did her performance well, it would be like, yeah, but we hate her. Like, she's like Sam.
The weird thing is, because nobody dislikes Lydia except when you get to the realm of theater, because theater people are a particular breed of terrible people. Like, they're
I believe it.
Yeah. So because she has actual talent, there's a bunch of, you know, a bunch of other competing women with her that don't like her for that reason. So, so there could be that. But I don't honestly know. It might, you know, the girl who, one of the girls who tied was good. She was solid. And it was, if they wanted to say like, well, let's give her this award and Lydia the other one, like, that's whatever. I don't give a shit. Nobody cares. But like, it's just funny that it really sent a message. The ties thing is supposed to be like, you know, it's not more than one person can win except one person solidly lost. It just was funny to me.
That's funny.
But God, was there anything else? It wasn't that interesting, but a couple people afterward.
Okay,
like,
one person.
No, two people. Specifically two people and maybe three
Been doing this for years.
Yeah. Came up and we're like, I can't believe you lost that award. And I was like, and the funny thing was, I think I've reached some different level of Zen, or maybe it's just the fact that I don't care about it at all. It really didn't bother me. Like I didn't care. It didn't matter. I mean, if I wanted to, you don't get me wrong. Like I was like, oh, it'd be nice to win this. Then it'd be cool. It'd be like, oh, I won a little award. That's cool.
Yeah.
But when I lost, I was like, okay.
Well, you're kind of doing it for fun. Like,
oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Not like you poured your whole
and
life into it.
And it's
studies,
not like, even fun. Like, it's.
Yeah. I know that.
Among the possible speeches I was going to give was going to be like, this is really hard. You know, theater's weird for me because, like, I end up taking it, you know, like my performance too seriously and I don't end up having fun. So it's cool. Yeah. I was going to talk about that. Like, because that's what happens. I get too critical on what I'm doing. And so like anything I do wrong, it kind of ruins it for me. So it's not fun, but, but no, it was cool. But I think I've reached a point I guess we're out of time, but, one thing that has happened as a result of putting my opinions out online every week in and week out and having people like get mad at me and tell me I'm wrong or whatever is like, I have kind of realized it doesn't matter ultimately.
Yeah, it
like,
doesn't matter.
I do always want to do my best to get things right. Like I'm not, you know, cause some people just don't give a shit and they don't listen to anybody and they just, whatever. Like I am open to people correcting me on stuff, but like if that's not what the thing is, like if it's just, we disagree, then I just, you know, whatever. I don't fucking care anymore. Like it doesn't affect, it used to matter more. And like, if it would have, I think at a time in my life, it would have mattered like, God, the injustice of that. They thought this guy was better than I am. And I can't even, you know, it's just like, what? They probably just see it differently. Who cares? I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter. I really, really don't care. So,
and I hope I can get there.
Yeah. Well, for this particular thing, I think if it's something that mattered more to me, like in my life than theater, than it may be, but
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You do it for fun, so you
right,
don't have
yeah,
to like,
yeah. And everybody there is gonna make it on Broadway, so they need it more than I do. Like,
Fozzie's on Broadway.
Everybody there is doing it because they're minutes away from getting to Broadway.
Yeah,
so
they just need their break.
Yeah,
one award away.
Yeah,
saved a good story for the bonus.
Yeah, enough with all this shit. Let's get to the real stuff for the patrons.
I'm going to tease it a little bit. Made somebody hate me recently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's still, I don't really care. No, I sort of care, but I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Ooh, I'm
life.
Really like, curious to hear this story.
Yeah. Okay. You were there. Oh. anyway, yeah, but I'll talk about that.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Let's go to the patrons for this. Patreon.com/shoeshine and get the bonus extra there. But thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for those patrons. We'll see you on the other side for Sam's story. But see everybody all the other ways next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.